have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. All right, we are back in the saddle another day. Another day, another episode of the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, thinking about shortening that to Dr. Kaz. Yes, I know it sounds like another famous doctor, but it's shorter, and what the heck, it's all about marketing, right? I think I probably had it first, too. Anyway, we have been moving through this week talking about habits. Habits that are inefficient, ineffective, that don't serve our greater good. And we've talked about how these habits being something that we most likely have acquired or learned, they can be unlearned and unacquired. Now, we do inherit through genetics certain behaviors from our ancestors, from grandma and grandpa, that perhaps these behaviors assist in creating different habits in our lives. But we're looking at some of these habits that we acquire, that we learn, that we've picked up. And yeah, a lot of them we did get from mom and dad. We did get from grandma and grandpa. But a lot of them we just learned, we took on, and we started doing. And what happened? We did it over again, and then we did it over and over and over again, and it became a habit. We all know what a habit is. So we have been looking this week at how do we unacquire that habit? Because when we stop doing something, since nature abhors a vacuum, we have to replace it with something. That's how our mind works. That's how we're wired. So when we're taking that habit out, when we just stop that habit, and I used a couple different analogies in my previous episode, we have to replace it with something, because the mind will be triggered in some way, and there's different triggers for whatever the habit is, and for each and every, they're infinite, you know. We each have our own triggers for whatever habit that is that will call us back to that habit in certain times. Sometimes it's a stressful situation or anxiety or depression will lead us, pull us back into that habit. So we have to replace it with a new habit. And I found it usually takes at least 21 days of repeating the new habit in order for it to really take root. So you want to really, really, really stick with this exercise and this program after you have identified which habits in your life have to absolutely go. What we did next this week, and we've done the last couple days, is we looked at some principles for attracting and creating wealth by an author named Tom Butler Bowden. Now, what I suggested is when we look at replacing the old habit by putting something else in its place, that we align our new habit with a principle that is aligned with what we want to experience in our lives. Wealth, success, prosperity. That's the purpose of this show. So we want to align a new habit with that. For instance, if we had a habit, and I keep going back to this, if we had a habit of watching endless hours of TV in the evening and the weekends, I mean hours and hours, I'm not talking about giving up your favorite show, but I'm talking about somebody has a habit of just sitting in front of that screen all day, every day, all the time. Well, something that would be aligned with a success and prosperity principle would be to replace that time with reading personal development, human potential development. development material, books, articles, blogs. That's just one example. So what we did the last couple of days was go down this list of, well, I have 24 principles in front of me and trying to work through it really quickly. And we can always go deeper into this if you ever would like a free consultation with me, one-on-one consultation on the phone, on Skype, on Zoom, whatever you want, because we can talk about your dreams and your goals, because I really, really believe that the majority of the population just does not dream big enough. And we're going to be talking about that too, probably next week, because I found some material in my personal development study that just people that are accomplishing extraordinary dreams, and we all have the same amount of time in our day. So we're going to talk about that moving forward a little bit. For today, let's continue to move down this list. We are at number 9. Yesterday we left off with face every day with a positive mental attitude, and we talked about that, and I shared some quotes around that. Number 9 on this list by Tom Butler Bowden is, praise and bless whatever you have and imagine it growing. I love this one. Praise and bless whatever you have and imagine it growing. How often do we don't do that? We just take for granted what we do have. We want to be, do, and have more, but we're not appreciative for what's already in our lives. You know, when I teach prosperity class, I often share a quote by Neil Donald Walsh, and I don't have it in front of me, but in it he says, you know, this is speaking to those that come from a place of lack consciousness, of a place of limitation, that they think they have nothing to give or share. And Neil, in that quote, says, we can all look around us and find someone, somewhere, that has less than we do. When we find that person, we should take from the abundance that is ours and share with them. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that a powerful truth? Because it really is a truth. No matter how little we think we have, we can always find someone with less. So in our abundance, we can find something to give. And for the sake of this point here, praise and bless whatever you have and imagine it growing, we can look to what we have as our resources, as our qualities of character, and what we have as far as possessions, what we have as far as money and dollars in the bank. We can appreciate it. We can praise and bless it. We can see it and visualize. We have this power of imagination. We can see it growing in our mind as we practice this Thanksgiving. James Dillett Friedman shared a quote with all of us, with humankind. He is an author and poet, a unity minister. He said, all there is responds to a word of praise. God responds. We respond. Everything responds. The whole world sparkles, quivers, comes alive. Things vibrate and are quickened. We vibrate and are quickened. Heaven and earth are in tune with us, and we are in tune with them. When we give praise, everything wants to give in return. Absolutely love that. So number 10, love, appreciation, and gratitude are the essence of prosperity. So this is a great one. This principle, some of the other principles we shared the last few days, we have to stretch a little bit to find a new habit to replace the old habit. And how do we find a habit that's lined up with a couple of the ones we talked about? But this one's an easy one. If we have the habit of going to that place of negative thought, going to that place of that, you know, that monkey chatter in our mind, that negative gossip, thinking about other people and they did this and they did that, and we're just find ourselves immersed in that, and we do that habitually, how about shifting to a place of gratitude, a place of appreciation, a place of love for what we do have? Praise and bless whatever you have and imagine it growing. And number 10 really ties in with that, because number 10 says love, appreciation, and gratitude are the essence of prosperity. So we can really tie these two together, right? We can make time in our day every day, and we should be doing this, we should make a habit out of this, whether we're trying to replace an old bad habit or not. We should make time every day to practice gratitude, to practice appreciation, to praise and bless whatever we have and imagine it growing, to praise and bless others, even if we're stopped at a red light or in line at a store or waiting at the doctor's office. Praise and bless, praise and bless, praise and bless. Number 11 is definiteness of purpose is essential. We see this a lot. Just about any personal development book, any book on prosperity, definiteness of purpose. What is your purpose? What are you passionate about? What is your purpose? What are you going after? What do you want to contribute to life? How will you serve? Good question. Good thing to contemplate, because when we do that, when we identify what we want, when we identify what our purpose is, which could be different than some of the things we want, right? When we're on purpose, a lot of those habits will be easier to break because we're letting the purpose that we are drive us. Number 12 says, do more than is expected of you. Boy, we wouldn't have a lot of time for those bad habits, would we, if we did a little bit more than is expected to us. That's going that extra yard, going that extra mile, doing that little bit extra something. Whether we're currently in a job working for someone else, or we're entrepreneurs in service to others, do a little bit more. That's what we do with our group. Janae and I, we have our group, Thinking Into Results group, and our clients that have come on board with us. And we're always, always, always keeping this front and center in our consciousness to do a little bit more than our clients expect of us. And it could be giving them a little gift. It could be phone calls for accountability just to check on them. Maybe they weren't scheduled, but maybe they're surprised to hear from us. Or it's a text or an email or a gift. We're big about giving gifts to our clients that are not part of our program, that were not identified, but we just keep giving and giving and giving and giving. So do more than is expected of you. And if you started doing this in areas of your life in little ways, well, I think a lot of those bad habits would just kind of fall away, because you'd be more focused on how can you do more? How can you be involved in doing more? If you're involved in doing more, you have less time to participate in that habit that you want to go. So really that ties in with the next one, which is number 13, where we'll stop for today. And that's adopt an attitude of excellence in all you do. Adopt an attitude of excellence in all you do. Even if it's something that is not your end goal, not your end dream, not something that you want to be doing for the rest of your life, we don't know why it has moved in. If you're pursuing a goal and you're on this path with all of us here at the Genesis Frequency, marching towards your pot of gold at the end of your rainbow, however you defined it, wherever you find yourself now, don't drop into that place of negativity saying, what is this here for? I am in this puddle of situation and circumstance and I can't stand it. We don't know what it's there for. Steve Jobs said that we can only connect the dots in our life looking backwards, not forwards. Then we will see the reasons for why they are there and how they supported us in the achievement of our dream. So what we want to do is do everything with excellence now, in the moment. I remember so many times things moving into my life and I'm saying, why has this shown up? I'm on a different path. I'm on this fast track to achieving my goal, and here this wonderful job shows up with more money than I ever made in my life. But it showed up for a reason. So everything I did within that job, every client, every customer that I called on, I took care of their needs and served, doing every task with excellence. And I invite you to do this. If tying these two together, doing more than is expected of you and adopting an attitude of excellence, it's going to really fill up your day. You won't have time for those bad habits. So another great habit to adopt, aligned with a principle for attracting prosperity, wealth, abundance, and success in your life. I'll have to go really fast to finish the rest of this list. I got 24 in front of them from Tom's list. So we'll get back to that in the next episode of the Genesis Frequency. Remember, you can reach out through a comment, through email, through a text, through a phone call, through any number of ways. Find me on Facebook at Stephen J. Kosmina. That's Kosmyna. Reach out. Let's schedule a time, a free consultation to talk about your big dreams, your big goals, those dreams that you perhaps rejected because you didn't have any idea how they could be possible for you in your life. You know what? I bet you that you believe they're possible for somebody else, right? Just not for you. Let's turn that thinking around. Let's have a consultation and talk about your big dreams, and we'll see just how fast we can get you there. Thanks for listening today. Thanks for listening every day. Please share this episode, share this whole series, share this whole show with your friends as I'm getting it launched and getting it out there. This is the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina once again saying thank you for listening.